I was reading this really interesting bit of research in neuroscience, where these scientists based with the University of Southern California, they were basically doing brain scans on people as they were consuming a particular type of message, a particular type of communication, and what happened was really interesting is they realized that with this one particular type of communication, that when people were reading this, what happened was this part of the brain that scientists have long considered kind of a autopilot network inside the brain. This part of the brain that's active when other parts of the brain are like the thinking part of it, like the rational part of the brain is not actively engaged with something. This autopilot area, when people were reading this one particular type of communication, it was active. And so what they figured out was that this one particular type of communication seems to be like tapping into this part of the brain, and it's not even really a part. It's like a connection between all these important areas of your brain. This one particular type of communication seems to tap into this network inside your brain, and processing seems to be going on at a super deep level that really suggests that this type of communication is connecting with people in this incredibly deep way. And so that's what I want to share with you today. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. So these brain scientists from the University of Southern California, they were scanning the brains of 90 people who, what they were doing, they were actually reading stories in three different languages. So they wanted to take languages, like the particular language being used out of the equation. And they were scanning the brains as these people were reading these stories. And during all of this reading that was going on, reading stories, there was activation in what's called the brain's default mode network. Now, like I said, this used to be considered the autopilot when we're not actively thinking, if we're not doing like a math problem or solving some challenge or figuring out some logic. It's this deeper area of the brain that's connected into all these different parts of our brain. And scientists weren't quite sure what activated it and like why it was kind of always on. But it turns out that this default mode network is not just this like default behind the scenes quiet autopilot, like running your body's functions. This default mode network is your brain reacting to input and assigning meaning, assigning story to it. And in that way, it's kind of the universal storytelling center in your brain. And the reality is, like, if you think about this, if you think about it from your subjective experience, our brains are constantly telling stories. So, like, my kids, like normal kids, they get in disagreements with their brother, sister, whatever, between each other all the time. And there's always, like, as their parent, I can see what's going on from this removed perspective where I can see, oh, you're telling this story of how it happened. You're telling this story of how this happened. The reality of what actually happened is often somewhere in the middle, and both of those stories contain some truths. But our brains, when we're in the middle of things, like, we're constantly creating and assigning meanings to things. Like, our brains are constantly coming up with a story to interpret our experience, and the stories that we're putting together, they're framing ideas, they're connecting ideas, they're my brother did this or my sister did this, therefore they were doing this to me, like they were being mean to me because of this. Like, we're just creating stories, right? Or they were being nice to me because they did this. It could be completely unrelated, but we're telling stories all the time. Oh, that person cut me off in traffic, therefore they're a terrible person. It could be that they're rushing to the hospital because the person in the back seat like cut off their finger and is trying to hold it in place. And we assign whatever story to it. And everything that we experience in life, we're constantly assigning meaning to it, and the way that we're assigning meaning to it and like determining the relevance to our life is the stories that we're telling. And that's what's going on all the time in our default mode network. Oh, I'm having this experience, and therefore this is what it means. And this is the story that I'm telling myself. And when we read other people's stories, or we hear other people's stories, we engage with other people's stories, these scientists are figuring out that like that's also what's going on. And so as we're reading a story, we're internalizing the meaning that is assigned by that story. And it's really interesting that our brain kind of drops down into that. Like all of the logical places in our brain are not actively like churning this information and like judging it. You know, I've talked about in the past that your prospects are always judging your copy, your marketing, your selling messages. And they're saying like, you know, is this relevant to me? Is this BS? Is this whatever? And on some level, there is that logic going on, especially as you're making direct logical claims and promises and et cetera. But when you drop into the storytelling, what happens is your prospects' brains drop into that default mode network, and they are just kind of capturing the meaning and assigning the meaning. And they're looking for, so it's not just you, it's your prospect. They're looking for the best story for the situation. And maybe you could be telling a story about somebody else. Maybe you could be telling your own story. Maybe you could be telling, you know, whatever the story is, but it kind of, it shuts down that logical part of the brain, that intellectual part of the brain. And it's activating this default mode network, the storytelling, universal storytelling center in our brain, as it's looking for a best story to understand the world, a best model, a best frame for what's going on in our life. And we want a story to bring meaning to our experience. And so, for example, in selling, I've talked about a great offer is a solution to someone's problem, right? And that problem could be like a problem, like a negative that needs to be solved, or it could be a positive that they want to pursue, right? But the gap there between the outcome that they want and where they are currently, that's the problem. And so we're looking for a story to bring meaning to that problem, that challenge that we're facing in life, and to bring meaning to possible solutions. And so when we resonate with this story, when we hear a story and it makes sense and it gives us an interpretation for, oh, this is the problem that I'm facing, this is the challenge that I'm facing, this is how I understand, this person is helping me understand it, they're helping me understand these symptoms add up to this problem, or here's why I haven't been able to solve this problem up until this point, or you know, here's a solution and here's why, here's the meaning assigned to that solution and why it works. It helps us find relevance, and it helps us believe that, you know, this whatever it is that they are offering in this marketing message, in the selling message, is going to be right for us. And so really being able to tell powerful stories, really being able to encapsulate like that narrative arc from problem to solution, that storytelling ability, or as I've called it in the past, story selling ability, will help you connect with people at this deeper, like more primitive, more primal level that will move them to take action, and that won't get interrupted by that logical, you know, tendency to just tear everything apart until it has no meaning. And so the storytelling ability will help you sell more, because it helps you communicate with people on that deeper level. I don't know, what do you think? On a scale of 1 to 10, how valuable do you find this and why? Leave a comment with this. Let me know. Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share this with folks directly, and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including these episodes and more exclusive content for email subscribers. And if you want to go deep into story selling, like storytelling and sales, story selling, then I suggest you check out the link in the description to the Story Selling Masterclass. It's one of the trainings in my BTMS Insiders training catalog. BTMS Insiders, it's like Netflix, but for copywriting and marketing training. You pay one low monthly fee, you get unlimited instant streaming access to everything, including the Story Selling Masterclass, which goes deep into how to be a highly effective story seller. My name is Roy Furr. This has been your latest episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, and I look forward to seeing you again in your next episode. I'll see you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.